Time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region. Your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Tony Theofanis and Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. On today's show, we're going to be talking about Clinton Central football with head coach Justin Gardner and a couple of players that just got here. Along with, we have a discussion with three of our area volleyball coaches, Angie Schilling at Clinton Prairie, Haley McCoy of Clinton Central, and Kathy Martin at Rossville. Also, we encourage your phone calls at 659-3338, 1-800-447-4468. And when you call in, our phone screener will ask for your first name and where you're calling from. Also, we reserve the right to end any conversation if the things kind of get out of hand. So that's the basic ground rules of the show. So we're going to start this opening segment with Clinton Central head football coach Justin Gardner. Justin, good morning. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Okay, who'd you bring with you?
I got Colt Keller, a senior offensive and defensive lineman, and Owen Smith, junior linebacker and utility offensive player.
Utility offensive player. Exactly what was the utility offensive player play everywhere for you?
Yeah, Owen kind of lines up wherever we need it. Play some quarterback, fullback, tight end, all kinds of stuff.
So did you guys get a scrimmage in yet, or did you do it last night?
Yeah, we scrimmaged Indianapolis Howell last night.
Okay, how'd you guys wind up doing with that?
It was a really good look for us. Howell's got a lot of speed, so it gives us a great look at that. We're pretty pleased. We got a lot of our second and third team guys, some great reps last night, too.
So, Colton and Owen, how did you guys think you guys did last night?
I felt like it went great. Got a lot of really good reps in against some pretty fast, pretty strong guys, but I thought we performed well. So.
Colton, how about Jim?
Yeah, I mean, I think we did well. I think it was a good look for us to really start off the season, to start off with that kind of speed, really.
Okay.
Pick up your game during the regular season. So.
Does it feel like it's that time of year already where it's football season 6 days away from next week, next Friday?
It's hard to believe. This has felt like it's been one of the fastest summers since I've been coaching, for sure.
I know. We're thinking about, gee, we just got through the fairs. We got through all that. Now it's time to get in here to football, and we're like, we're not quite ready for all that just yet. What would be a successful season for you guys? I know you got a lot of expectations. I realize that. So what would be a good year for you guys?
Sure. You know, honestly, we've been building. We had 0-10 season a couple years ago, and last year we improved to 6-4. So our theme this year was level up. We're trying to take ourselves to the next level where average isn't good enough, and we're trying to win championships. That's what we're going for.
Conference as well as postseason, with probably just as much emphasis on postseason as it is conference.
Absolutely.
So what would you guys, as far as from where you guys are looking at it, how would you view a successful season for you guys?
I don't really know. I think we should go better than 6-4. So like Coach said, we're wanting to level up. So better than 6-4, but also building as leadership and leaders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you kind of feel the same way?
Yeah, definitely. Besides just out on the football field, just being leaders in our school and performing well in school and off the field, outside the classroom, in the community doing things and being involved, that'll be very successful for us.
You guys, as I said, do have a lot of expectations because you've got an awful lot of people back. And so talk about some of your skill position people to start off.
Sure. A couple of years ago when we switched to the wing tee, we tried to put in the mindset of an unselfish team. And we've got about four or five guys with pretty good experience carrying the football coming back. Two of our halfbacks, Peyton Moore and Ross Kripe, were our main halfbacks last year. Our fullback, Anthony Ransford, had about almost 1,000 yards and was County Player of the Year. He's back as a junior. Owen carried the ball quite a bit last year, and also Caleb Heidi came on at the end of the year, and he's had a great summer as well. So we feel like we've got a lot of experienced weapons.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the only person you really lost from your skilled people from last year was your quarterback, right?
Yeah, Spencer Smith, and we lost our two offensive tackles as well.
So how are you going to fill those spots?
We've had some guys really step up this summer, some juniors, Hunter Salem, Riston Quick, along with Tyler Rail and Brandon Primo, some underclassmen have really had impressive summers and have put themselves in a position where they can get on the field on Fridays.
How do you guys feel about you know the people who have to fill in from the ones who have gone? How do you guys look at those replacements?
Yeah, I think they're really great. Some of the underclassmen have really been working their tails off during scout team reps, as well as in the weight room and everything this summer and in the classroom. So I think they're going to do a great job for us filling those positions, as well as some of us other upperclassmen that are naturally just filling those roles. So.
Yeah, and you guys will know pretty quick how good you're going to be, won't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Because you got, you know, I would take it, not if you want to disagree with me, that's fine, but I would take it, starting the year last year with the win here at Frankfort, kind of just get you guys going in the right direction.
Yeah, that's big for the community, get a win against mm-hmm. Frankfort. I mean, we feel like our first three games are probably our three biggest rivals, too, with Sheridan and Clinton Prairie the next couple of weeks. So getting off to a good start is really important for us.
How and also you kind of feel like, I'm sure, with week two, you got the perennial champion up there, Sheridan, right over at their place week two, and then you got back when you come back with Prairie. So, as you said, three of your biggest rivals right off the top.
Yeah, it's good. We got a lot of excitement, I think, in our community this year, and I think we'll have great crowds for those games, so it'll be a lot of fun to start the year that way.
How would you guys deem a successful season for you guys?
Like I said, we're just trying to get championships. We're level up. Mm-hmm. These guys said when we introduced the theme of level up to them, I thought Owen put it pretty well. We're not just trying to win more games. We're trying to be better in the classroom, be the leaders around the school and the community as well.
Yeah. And the other thing that's really interesting, looking at your roster, you guys still are awfully young yet.
Yeah, we've got pretty good numbers in the underclassmen. I think we've only got seven seniors. And our junior class is a really big group of guys, numbers-wise. And then we've had some more freshmen come out here at the beginning of the season, too. So, yeah.
How would you guys view this year's team? Is it deep? Is it strong in every position? How would you guys view this year's group?
I mean, I think we're young, for sure. But besides the young factor, I think that our guys are pretty stout for as young as we are. I mean, we can always be better, but... I mean, I think we're sitting pretty good.
How much is that kind of attributed to the fact that you guys got kind of trial by fire last year? Because a lot of you played, I think, last year is underclassmen.
Yeah, definitely. The coach did a great job of getting us younger guys last year and the year before that, even a lot of reps against the first team, and as well as on Friday nights, getting us experience playing. So then when we came up as juniors and seniors this year, we're ready to go, and we're still doing the same thing with our underclassmen. They're getting a lot of time against first team during practice, as well as then getting in on special teams or rotating on defense every once in a while on Friday night. So.
Just, you feel the same way about that? Because your younger kids got an awful lot of, you know, reps last year.
Yeah, they've really got a lot the last 2 years, because the 0-10 season a couple years ago, we were playing a lot of freshmen and sophomores on the field as well, and those guys are now juniors and seniors. So took their lumps at the beginning. It's kind of paid off long term, and right now our freshman sophomore group has got a lot of reps this summer. Like they said, we've had some great 11-on-11 experiences in the summer, and really like how those younger guys have done against other teams, you know, second team.
How are your numbers this year? How many have you got?
37 right now, which is, I think, more than we've had at the varsity and high school level in a long time. We had, I think, 28 my first year and 33 last year. So we keep growing. So we're pretty happy with where that's
at. And it's freshman through senior, right?
Yes, grade 9 through 12.
So obviously you hope you don't have to have those really younger kids play an awful lot early. Staying injury-free is a big thing for you guys.
Yeah, we really need to stay healthy. We feel like we got a little more depth this year than we have the past 2 years, and we're not counting on, like you said, those younger guys to be our standout guys. We're counting on them to play roles this year, and that's usually when you have a good team.
One thing I've talked to the coaches I've had in here about is, now, how many kids are you going to be playing two ways?
You know, at the 1A level, it's pretty normal to play anywhere from 8 to 11 guys both ways. I feel like we'll have a pretty good number of guys playing both ways, but we also have a lot of guys that will be able to give breaks, which makes me feel a lot better. Some of those I mentioned earlier, some of our sophomores had really good summers, and you know, we got one guy in particular, Tyler Rails, had a great summer, and he's going to be able to spot sub on the offensive line. So we got a lot of guys that are kind of like that can help take some pressure off of us.
Do you guys feel like you're in a good enough shape to where you can go both ways if you have to?
I do, personally. Yeah, we run all summer long, and we work towards that just in case we have to. like he said, being a small team, you have to play a bunch of guys both sides. So,
I take it that you feel if you have somebody come in for you, you feel like you're pretty good setting if your reserves come in and you have to give you guys a break for a couple three plays.
Yeah, I mean that was the expectation from the front, having a small team like we have, that we would have to play both ways, and we all know that up front. So just being prepared for that by working out all summer and by conditioning all summer, not just the first team guys, but also those second team guys that are ready to fill those spots. They've all been working hard all summer to be prepared for that to go in. So.
Okay, Justin. Besides the first three games, which were three of your bigger ones, obviously, who else comes? Is going to be a hard game for you guys, or somebody be hard to handle possibly?
We've got a pretty strong conference top to bottom. So we think we feel good about our team, that we got a chance to win every week, but we also, with our schedule, if we don't play well, we could lose any time. So we have to come prepared every week. I know Eastern, Carroll, Tri-Central, those guys are always real tough at the back end of the schedule, and now we've got Delphi in the conference as well. So, week to week, we've got to come out ready to go.
How is it having a new team like Delphi in the conference? Because you don't always see them every year. So how does that play into some things?
It's always kind of fun to have a different look, somebody new on the schedule. We're pretty familiar with Delphi. We work with them in the summer a lot. The last 2 years, got a good relationship with their players and staff, and so it's kind of nice to see them at the end of the year on the schedule.
And also, are you guys sectional-wise, are you going to see a lot of the same teams in the sectional that you do during the season, or is it going to be kind of a different group for you again?
There's some teams from our conference and schedule in there, and then there's also some teams that we don't see, like Tri-County, North White, Central Catholic, and Traders Point.
So obviously Central Catholic is still the top dog, but they've been going through some difficult times here too, for them, that is. So that's got to make you feel kind of good. Maybe you can get through there and just get them out of there.
Yeah, as we go through the season, ultimately we want to win conference, but we also really want to get that sectional championship, and we feel like our sectional's wide open. There's a lot of teams in there that, depending on how the season goes, it could be wide open come week 10.
Okay. Guys, anything else you want to add before I get asked Justin one more thing?
I'm good.
Okay. Justin, we're going to have you guys the first 3 weeks of the season. We're going to have you on radio next week, and we're going to have you on radio week three, and also Shine 99 TV. Of course, they take care of all the Sheridan games. So we're going to have you the first 3 weeks, so we'll have a pretty good idea of how good you guys are going to be. So.
Oh, that's great.
It should be an interesting season for you.
Yep.
Anything else you want to add before I let you guys go?
Nope, I appreciate you having us on. It's really great you guys doing the show like this and promoting high school sports in the county. So thank you for that.
Okay, thanks, guys. We've had Owen Smith, Colton Keller, and head coach Justin Gardner from Clinton Central Football. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Tony Theofanis and Susan Casper.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Is there something on your mind? Are you mad about something your elected officials have done? Do you have an opinion on a local or national issue? Let us know by sending your opinion to WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on sound off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on. WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of north central Indiana.
Including Delphi, Hillisburg, and Clark's Hill. Today, showers and thunderstorms, a high of 82, partly cloudy overnight. Sunday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and a high of 86. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance Agents Tony Theofanis and Susan Casper. I'm Ken Hartman. Now we're going to get into the volleyball portion of the show today. We have our first of three different segments. We have Clinton Prairie Volleyball with us first. We've got head coach Angie Schilling. Angie, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Introduce who you brought with you.
I have our three senior captains. We have Kira Fisher, Lexi Collins, and Jalen Gleb.
Okay, now which one's going, which I don't want to mess up names here if I can help with.
I did them in order, so okay. Kira, Lexi, and Jalen.
Okay. First of all, you guys have had a scrimmage, correct?
Correct.
Okay. How did the scrimmage go for you against Kokomo?
Well, I take the scrimmage as a good way to get the jitters out, and when we started out, you could definitely tell that the girls were nervous because we weren't talking and passing very well. So, and I want all the freshmen to get in because they're the ones that are the most nervous. I thought it went well. It gave me a chance to see how girls were going to react while playing another team. So,
mm-hmm. Girls, how did you guys think the scrimmage went for you the other night?
I think it went really well. We played well together and really took every opportunity to do what we knew how to do.
Rusty, you can go ahead and chime in on that if you want to.
I think we did pretty well, too. The freshmen stepped up quite a bit, in my opinion, and I think like they earned their spot where they were.
Was that a little surprising for you guys?
No, I think all of our freshmen, like coming in every year, they've always been pretty good. So
okay, so what would be a good year for you guys?
A good year, I always want the girls to improve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and sometimes that means we're winning. Sometimes, you know, it's what's really happening at practice. So if they're all improving at the end of the season, that should mean that we'll be able to defend a sectional championship and hopefully go on from there. But it just depends on what the girls have set as a goal. I think last year the goal was sectional, so when they got to regional, they weren't really thinking past sectional.
feel like you've achieved everything, so what's next to achieve, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So how would you guys characterize what would be a good year for you guys? Pass sectional, get to regional, maybe semi-state, even a little further?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think just, like, being, like, a better team than what we were last year. And I think we were good last year, but I think, like, there are things that we could have tweaked and done a little bit better.
Well, and I think last year we had Alyssa Lukasik, mm-hmm. who's going on to play at West Point, and she was the go-to person. And she was great, but we didn't play as well as a team because the girls were expecting the ball to go to her, and it did a lot. And then when it would go to a different player, they weren't prepared for that. So I actually think team play will be better this year because they will have to rely on everyone to be a part of winning.
Is that the thing that you guys are really making sure that everybody's a part of this group and make sure everybody contributes in some way, I take it?
Yeah, I think we're definitely looking to go to more people and just function more as a team this year.
How do your roles change, or do your roles even change when that has to happen? How much difference is that going to be for you guys?
I think we just definitely have to step it up leadership-wise. Well, and I think we're a scrappier team this year. It's, like, more mm-hmm. well-rounded. Like, we're all improving and... I like the dynamics, they just kind of changed a little bit.
Well, and to kind of go off of that, being more well-rounded, there are probably 10, 11 girls that could be in the lineup, which is nice as a coach, but not so great as a player when you have several girls that are kind of at the same level. I'm going to be looking at getting play for a lot of different girls.
So, you going to do anything different this year from either an offensive or defensive set than what you would have done in the past? Or just
well, from an offensive perspective, more girls will be involved.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, you know, we used to go to our middle all the time, and now we're going to be mixing it up, which will make it a little more difficult to defend because the other team is not going to know who we're going to go to.
From your guys' perspective, how do you like making, you know, having them be a little bit freer to play every position, or would you rather have a specific spot or a specific duty, or how would you prefer?
I like having, like, everybody play something different, because then, like, when you get in a situation where you have to play that spot, it doesn't freak you out. And I think everybody on our team is capable of playing any spot on the court. So,
and that's really what I try to reinforce in practice. I don't want to have a player that is just pigeonholed for a certain position. I want them to know the whole game of volleyball. And as you talk to, like going to coaches' clinics and talking to national representatives for volleyball, they're seeing where players only know how to play one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they only know how to play right front or middle back. And I want the girls to have a knowledge of volleyball. And that way they understand what the role is of the other players. And they can fill in a position and know what to do. Because sometimes when you're scrambling, you get caught out of position or somebody forgets and goes to the wrong spot. And you can just say, I'm going to go here for that play.
Right.
And nobody else will know, and it'll be seamless. And the girls aren't freaking out on the court because they understand what they need to
mm-hmm.
do.
Yeah. Now, you guys have already played a bigger school to start off with in Kokomo. As a scrimmage, now you get to start with Weibo, which is another notch up for you guys. So, is there anything you guys do differently when you go ahead and play a bigger school compared to what you would normally see your regular season and in your class?
You really don't do anything different. I mean, you want to play your game. It's when the other team doesn't allow you to play a game that you have to start doing something different. Mm-hmm. So until that other team, whether they're bigger or smaller, forces us to play a different way, mm-hmm. we will go with our strategy.
Do you guys feel that you're diversified enough and good enough that you can go ahead and play a lot of different ways this year?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think that just working as a team and making sure that we're just playing our side and not worried about.
So you think that'll help make you a little bit better this year, even though you had a great player last year?
Yeah.
So things may not fall apart as quickly if somebody is out of the game or whatever.
Well, mm-hmm. I think we're ready for, like, when the ball is not, like, to the setter, like, if it doesn't go straight to the setter, because I think we would freak out. And I think now we have, like, if it doesn't go to the setter, we still function, and we can get the ball over, and we do good plays, too.
So. Yeah, I think we're a lot more prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every position's ready for any ball.
Yeah. You guys always play in a pretty good conference, so how are you looking at the conference this year?
I think we should still be very competitive in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
But until I start seeing things that are popping up on Max Preps to see how everybody else is doing, because they also have freshmen coming in, and they could be a totally different team, too.
Yeah.
So we have to keep improving every day, because that's what they're doing, too.
So, you know, obviously the postseason's big. But I take it also a conference championship would be nice to have as well.
That would be great. We had to split it last year.
That's not
with
much
Eastern.
Fun.
So, we would love to be the outright champions again.
Mm-hmm. So, postseason, are you going to see a lot of the same people that you got in your league postseason, or are you going to be kind of looking at some different people?
Well, there is a new team. Lewis Cass is now in our sectional, and I don't know anything about Lewis Cass. We've never played them during the season. So that will be new for us. We still have Carroll and Delphi, Fountain Central, Rossville, and Seeger.
Yeah.
So we definitely had a competitive sectional last year. And as we were sitting there watching, I think it was Seeger and Fountain Central. Was it? They went five sets.
It was Carroll.
Seeger and Carroll.
Yeah.
They went five sets, and which I was glad, because I always want the team that we're going to be playing to play as long as they possibly can.
Oh, yeah. That's got to have that. I mean, yeah.
But, you know, some sectionals are very competitive, and ours was that way. So,
any new rule changes that people should be aware of this year?
There is one, and I guess it's more for the varsity volleyball teams. It's giving the varsity 5 minutes to prepare before they go to the captain's meeting. So in the past, as soon as the JV would finish, the officials would blow the whistle and call for the captains, which really didn't give the varsity any time on the actual playing court to warm up. So this year, after the JV finishes, there'll be 5 minutes set on the clock before they call for captains. So that will be nice. They're also changing the third set of JV to win by two.
Okay.
So the first two sets, they still just, whoever gets to 25 first. So it's not win by two. You could win 25-24.
Right.
And then prior to this year, the third set would go to 15. And you could win 15-14. Well, now you won't do that. You'll play it out, and whoever wins by two. So you could end up being 17-15, 20-18. I think they're capping at 20. But I think that's a good change, especially if you've gone to that third set with the JV. It's been very competitive, and then to end it right there.
Right. Now, for varsity, is it still like it's been? Is the fifth game like 5-15?
Yes.
But you don't have to. You have to win by two there or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I know they've changed it off and on. It's been a while since I've covered some volleyball, so that's, you know. So, all right, guys. Anything else you want to add before I let you guys go?
Nope, I'm just looking for the silence.
That's
I'm looking for the season. Looking forward to the season getting started, because I really think these girls are communicating well and will play as a team.
Okay, Angie Schelling and everybody came with you. Thanks much, greatly appreciated. Best of luck to you during the season. We'll get you back here sometime during the season. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance Agents Tony Theofanis and Susan Casper.